And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Listening to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You just heard Policia by Fora from London via four different countries all over the world. That record came out in late 2018, early 2019, and is absolutely essential. I'm Grace.
I like it too. I'm Matt.
And we've got a bunch of shit to play for you today.
It's January 2nd, 2020, the day of this recording, if that's relevant to anybody. It's not that relevant to me.
2020 has been good so far, better than 2019. Matt's kind enough to have me on his show. I'm about to leave California after 5.5 years here and move to Kansas City, Missouri.
5.5 years.
So any punks out there listening who live in the Midwest, hit me up. I need new friends.
And we're all just going to have to come out there and visit.
Yep. Great place to tour. Great place to hang out. Midwest, it's all right.
I wish I was going to play something from the Midwest right now, because that'd be a good transition, but I'm not. As I usually do, I'm going to play some new stuff that I like. This is actually an old thing, but it's a reissue, so it counts as a new release. It's called Ant Heads. They're from Vancouver. It's on Supreme Echo. It's a 7-inch, the mighty Supreme Echo. And apparently it is members of Pointed Sticks and Modernettes. So if you're keeping track of that, that's really important stuff, because that's all great. Yeah, Ant Heads. This song is called Get a Gun.
Yeah.
That was Dennis from Australia. I think not like a. I don't think the person. There's not. Maybe there's a person named Dennis. The record. The band is called Dennis, and it's a new record called The Enthusiast, and that song is called No Altars. And let's be real. It sounds like the fucking Germs. Let me get my list. Top of the set, Antheads from Vancouver. That song's called Get a Gun on the new 7-inch. As I said, it's really, really cool. Supreme Echo just really, like, does it good every time. And then Soga from Mexico City. That song, Fiambre, was on their 12-inch on Iron Lung that I guess was, like, a demo or something. I didn't even know anything about that until it came to Maximum, and it's, like, one of my favorite records of the year. Doesn't happen very often. Heterophobia, also from Mexico City, Medas Asco.
I hate to correct you. But they're from Monterey.
Oh, Heterophobia's
from
Monterey.
Don't get it twisted.
We don't do fake news on this show. We try not to.
The Heterophobia is coming to the U.S. for all our U.S.-based listeners. Playing in, I think...
Third time?
In Texas this... soon. Definitely go check them out. Amazing band and great people.
That's what's up. Noxzema is a band of legendary people that live in Portland. That song was Don't Touch Me off their new 7-inch.
Aaron Yankee.
Seriously, like 4 out of 4 legendary members in this band, Noxzema, y'all. It's your turn.
I am going to play a set from... of songs that I run a record label. It's called Thrilling Living. I'm going to play a set of songs from records that came out this year and records that are coming out early next year. This first song is called Decline. It's by a band called CB Radio Gorgeous.
I can't help but see nothing seems to work out for you. Be it dreams, little things, you get stopped in your tracks, but you don't complain now. I'm not afraid to be.
All right, you just heard Floundering by Scrapbrain off of their new LP, Journey into Madness. Before that was Sniffing the Knits with their song Girl Factory off of their forthcoming 7-inch on Thrilling Living. I saw them play a show in London this summer and was totally blown away. It's the singer Josie's first band, I'm pretty sure, and she is fucking incredible. Before that was Gum by Judy and the Jerks, hardest working punks in America, based out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I'm not exactly sure when the show's gonna air, but they're going on a short Midwest South-ish tour in early January. If you can see them in your town, absolutely don't miss it. Before that was Refund by Xylitol off of their upcoming 7-inch, which will be out this spring. Before that was Eat Dust by Warp, the San Francisco's only rock and roll band. They have a new record called Traffic Control that I put out just about a month ago. It's fabulous. I guess I should think so if I spent the time and the money to do it. And kicking that set off was Decline by CB Radio Gorgeous, a band out of Chicago featuring members of CCTV, Negative Scanner, and the inimitable sub-underground legend Jill Flanagan of Forced into Femininity, a true supergroup. Matt, what do you got for us next?
Laundry's done. What do I have? I have... Well, I always like to do a set of recent pickups. Like many of you out there, I like collecting records, punk records. And I got a lot of good records the last couple months. I actually had to, like, you know, bring more than I needed and pick ones, which ones I wanted to do. So this first one is called The Numbers. They're from Australia. Don't really know anything about them, but this record is really good. And the song is called Government Boy, or G-O-V-T Boy.
Dans la rue, tu poses voix, tu bouscules sur ton passage. baby. Anti batik model. Anti batik model. Anti batik model.
Bang! Bang.
That was Targets. Targets from Germany. You may know them. Maybe. Anyway. That song is called Freund oder Feind. It's the best I can do there. Off of the Schneller, Lauter, Harter 7-inch. I would like to give a shout out to my buddy Arndt for letting me have that shipped to his house, so I saved a crap load of money on shipping. Back at the top, we had the Numbers from Australia, and then this band from France called Depression. I don't really know what to say about that. I've been wanting it for a long time, and I just, like, pulled the trigger. It's so good. And then we're going to call it V semicolon from Massachusetts. Just, like, a cool, weird band from 1980, or the records from 1980. That was actually two songs that are both short and touch, so I just played them both. Wardrobes in Hell to You're a Weapon. And then, speaking of hell, Hey Taxi was the fourth band it's like one of the early Mystic Records releases from 1980. I found it in San Diego. Couldn't really remember why I cared to buy it, but in my brain, somehow, I remembered the cover of it, and it's pretty good, and the drummer went on to play in the Minutemen, so that's notable, I would say. Everybody likes the Minutemen, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there was, like, recently a conversation I saw going online that was, like, does anyone under the age of 25 like the Minutemen? So, sound what? Off in the letters section, MRR@MaximumRockandRoll.com. If you are under the age of 25 and are not a poser... and like the Minutemen.
Wait, so there were most people under 25 don't like the Minutemen?
People were saying that the Minutemen is sort of like this kind of, like, not that people don't like them, just it's like that's not a thing that, like, maybe means as much to people
like
under the age of 25.
Like, it's too weird or something for people
to
like.
Weird or funky, yeah. Or just like it's sort of, you know.
I could see, like, in a time where everything's moving so fast, it's like a Minutemen. Minutemen is a band you gotta sit down with and, like, spend time with, and, like, nobody's got time to sit down and spend time with.
Music,
which is such a bummer because there's so much, even in new records, there's so much to discover. But I mean, the Minutemen are, like, legendary. So if you're under 25, sit down with a Minutemen record. Get off social media for like 5 minutes and listen to the Minutemen.
Stop getting on your TikToks and listen to the Minutemen.
That's what's up.
All right. Okay. This next set's just a collection of songs. You know, we've been... the past couple of weeks, we've been collecting top tens from the year 2019 and also people's top tens of the decade, these arbitrary markers of, you know, time eternally marching on. I haven't written either of mine yet, but I sat down today and thought maybe I'll play a couple songs from the past 10 years that I really like. This first song is by a band called Pinyin from Barcelona, who, if history is just, they will be the band that is remembered from the storied and popular Barcelona punk scene of the 2010s. This song is called Barcelona y el Punk.
La cara bonita.
Oh my God, what's the matter? Let's make great yards. Everyone.
All right. You just heard Don't Wake Me Up by Midnight Snacks off of their Total Punk single from a couple of years ago. Midnight Snacks have a new LP out called The Music Inside. Absolutely the most underrated Bay Area band. Dulcinea Gonzalez, who's the singer and primary songwriter, is the coolest woman in Oakland. I recommend their entire discography. Before that was Archfoe off of Ivy's 12-inch from, I want to say, 2014 out on Katorga Works. Love that song. It was a mixtape staple for a while. Before that was Insufficient Funds by the Courtneys, one of the many great songs written about being broke in the 2010s. I can think of at least, almost a mixtape's worth of truly great songs about that eternal topic. Before that was I Want to Make a Fanzine off of Irreparables' tape turned 12-inch. This is a band out of Brighton, and it is perfect pop music. Before that was Graveyard by the band Lime Crush off of their first 7-inch. That band is from Vienna, Austria. Discovering that song was one of the many joys of discovery I had while coordinating Maximum Rock and Roll. Before that was No Taste by Good Throb off of their record Fuck Off, which is the LP of the decade. That was recorded 6 years ago yesterday, January 1st, 2014, in Milford Road. And certainly the best thing to happen to me because of punk this decade was my friendship with Good Throb's guitar player, Briney Bynan. So shout out to Briney, the ultimate legend. Before that was No Vision by Hysterics off of their second EP, Can't I Live. Both Hysterics records are modern classics. They will forever survive the purge. And kicking off that set was Barcelona y el Punk off of Pinyin's first record, which came out in 2015. I strangely have a spare of this. If you live in the United States, write me and I'll sell it to you. graceambrose@gmail.com. I'm moving. I'm broke. That's why I played the song Insufficient Funds. I'm broke. Help. Yeah. Matt, what are we gonna hear next?
Just one more song. What is it? It's by a band called The Cool Greenhouse, and I don't know who they are, but I just thought it would be a good outro song. I just picked it up when I came in here because we needed an outro song. It's called Landlords. We all hate them. If you are one, fuck you. Be nice to your tenants. And I think this is the end of the show. Thank you all punks for listening. Fuck the president. Burn down the government.
End all wars. Peace on planet Earth, except to the motherfuckers. Happy New Year. This has been another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Thank you. That was a good closer.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay.
Smell of fish in the corridor. And when you decide that it's time for bed, will the train still rattle past your head? And when the room fills up with mice, we would think that he could at least be nice, but instead he calls you a filthy swine, and after avoiding a call for the 50th time, he says, I'm sorry, but my hands are completely tied. You got to refer it to the council. So you refer it to the council, and they keep you on hold for 3 days. Well, the whole music is Eric Satie's Gymnopédies. It almost drives you completely insane. But eventually a chimpanzee picks up the phone. I mean a real chimpanzee. You know, I'm no snob. He says, why don't you get a real bloody job? Huh? Well, just take a look at me. You know, I used to sit around at London Zoo. Job answering phones for the council, and I'm saving up for a nice semi-detached in Hounslow. He said, I'm sorry, but my hands are completely tied. Got to refer it to your landlord.
All right, thank you for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You can find this show at maximumrockandroll.com/radio. We have a merch store, and go there, go to store.maximumrockandroll.com to buy stuff. You can also donate, which, if my memory serves correct, is tax deductible. Maximumrockandroll.com/donate. If you want to be played on the radio, or considered to be played on the radio, or reviewed on our cool ass website, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 CD only or tape. To P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609. What else we got here? Email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com if you have some shit to say. The show is edited by Brandy Howell, and there is a clean version by John Carnes. Thanks for listening.